Reading. If English is an international language, then English-speaking culture cannot be restricted to the United States, Britain, or any other native speaker country. You need to become interested in the cultures of your communication partners from different national backgrounds around the world. After all, when Japanese and Chinese people meet, it is unlikely that they will be talking about London or New York. So you need to be trained and prepared to discuss your own systems and to explain why you do what you do. It's often said that English is a language for information exchange. However, if you are not able to present your own information in English, you cannot take advantage of the power the language provides. How can you practice this in the English language classroom? One approach that has proven effective is an international email exchange project. A Japanese professor organized a Japanese-Chinese-English language communication exercise with his colleague in China for an intensive period of 1 month for several years, during which students exchanged emails asking and answering questions about their cultural differences. They called it a written conversation exercise. Here is an example of a Japanese student asking a Chinese student a cultural question. My brother is married to a Chinese lady, so we have many Chinese relatives. When they come to Tokyo, they bring us a lot of presents and souvenirs. However, they open the boxes and bags themselves and start explaining how precious and how expensive their presents are. It seems to us Japanese that they are just a bit rude and boastful. Could you kindly tell me how we should understand the situation? Here is an answer by a Chinese student. Actually, Chinese people often give precious and expensive presents to their friends. They consider something precious as the symbol of the friendship, as they know that people like expensive gifts. Also, giving something precious is a reflection of Chinese people's generosity. If we give friends something small, we are regarded as penny pinchers. The gift-giving custom isn't made to boast, but to show the kindness of the giver. Chinese people must give the best and the most expensive presents to their friends. Despite the relatively short period of time, the students covered a wide range of topics and enjoyed their written conversations. After the course, students made comments, which are summarized here. Japanese students said that 1. We came to know that Chinese students were really interested in things Japanese. 2. Chinese students were proud of their culture and well-versed in it. 3. This Japanese-Chinese communication experience reminded us that we are close to each other. Likewise, Chinese students responded that 1. It was good to talk with Japanese students personally. 2. We learned that English is a useful language to communicate with Japanese. 3. We wished that we'd had a longer period for this project.